Thank you so much for joining us again for part two of our season three finale, where we have been listening to an Igbo folk tale found on the Ikenga Nation podcast. What's special about this particular experience is that this folktale is 100% in the Igbo language, and we have been dissecting it so that both beginner and intermediate alike can enjoy interacting and immersing themselves in the Igbo language, as well as listening to this really awesome folktale. So with all that being said, let's just jump right back in. Ngwanu kaimbedo.
So Matakiri ahu nebe. So this child was basically crying out these words.
Yes.
And then let me see. Wemeka ahihia wepu. So ahihia like.
Ahihia is the same as the weed, ilulu.
Okay. But doesn't ahihia also mean like just grass or forest?
Yes.
Okay.
But what is weed? You know, weed is also a grass, you know, but just unwanted grass. It's not like the grass. Mm-hmm. So weed is like unwanted grasses that disturbs the real plants that you intend to have in your farmland. That's what the weed is.
Cool.
It's still grass, but unwanted grass.
Okay. So what the story is saying, that as she sang those words, as she cried out those words, then grasses sprouted up, like weeds sprouted up.
Yes.
Okwaya.
Weme ahihia wepue na ala ahu nile. Nwoke ahu sisiri ya. Ka nwoke ahu biara.
Nwoke ahu sisiri ya.
I think that was a slip of tongue. One day to say, "Waka Seria," but maybe.
Okay, so what did she say? So the man who cleared it, Susuria.
The story continues from "Kanwaka Humbiara."
Okay, so it's not a full sentence.
I think he's saying "Waka Susuria," meaning the man that cleared the land, the father's land.
Mm-hmm.
He's so clear. And she uses Siri, which is Waka Unso Charaya. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So this child. So that man that cleared the land would come Ogabia or Hun Illo Mobu Ahia Ebam.
Okay. So he'll come and see the weeds, and even though he just cleared it.
That is, yes.
Okay.
Waka Unso Siriya. Can work out Hobiara, Nechia Koko ya here. Where on I hear
Nechi Kaoko ya here? I get Kaoko.
Nechia, that's the tomorrow, the next day.
Oh, Nechi ya.
Yes, Nechi ya. Okay. That day.
But why add the ya?
Sometimes people say it that way, like Echiya, like the day after that day. The ya is referring to the day, and Echiya is the day of that, the next day after that day.
Okay, so ya is referring to the day that you're in, and then the it's Echi.
Echi, thank you. That's how we'll put it.
Okay.
Waka ahu sisiri ya. Ka nwoke ahụ bịara na-echi ya ka ọ kọọ ya ihe.
Ka ọ kọọ ya ihe. For him to farm, like actually start to cultivate something.
Ya ihe. Wee hụ na ahịhịa etola ebe ahụ karịa otu ọ dị tutu osua ala
weho na ahiha weto I think
etola etola
okay weho na ahiha etola
karia otu odi tupu osuo ya weho na ahiha etola karia otu odi tupu osuo ya.
Okay, so he saw that the weeds have grown even taller than what it was when he cleared it.
Yes.
Ikewegoya, he was tired. He was frustrated.
Yes.
Ikewegoya.
Omagi ho ageme. Asio ni ihe a ga-eme ugbu a bụ ka ya kpọọ ndị ọrụ a na-asụ ala ahụ na-akọ ya.
So amaghị ihe ọ ga-eme. He didn't know what he would do. Ọ sị ka ha kpọọ for him to call, but I didn't understand who he's going to call.
So he said he was going to call ndị ọrụ, that's workers. Ka a na-asụ ahịhịa a na-akọ ya ihe.
Okay, so as they're clearing it, they'll also be like basically planting, like cultivating.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Ogara kpọ ndị ọrụ buru ibu. Ha wee bịa.
Ogara kpọ basically workers that were very big, they came.
Na-asụ ọrụ ahụ n'ike n'ike, na-asụ ala ahụ n'ike n'ike. Ka ha sụsara ala ahụ.
So na swalo nike nike. So they were clearing it very, very quickly or very strong?
Yeah, no, very quickly. Okay. Very fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Na swala ahu nike nike. Kaha susala ala ahu, habalite kowaya. Kaha.
Habalite kowaya. Oh, habalite. They tried and also cultivated it?
Yeah, so malite is the same thing as bido. Malite is with an M. So hamalite, soya, habido, soya. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Ha kọchara ya. Wela. Ụbọchị ahụ. Ka ahịhịa ghara ito ya ka ha ji kọọ ya ngwa ngwa ha sụsịrị ya.
So after they did that, wela, they left or returned home or something. And then when they came back, they saw that it was the ahiha was even like it grew even faster than how they moved.
Yeah, she was saying that the reason they did that was so that the ahiha will not grow.
Oh, okay.
I think we'll have to listen to that again to hear. But that's what she meant.
All right, let me play it.
Yeah. Well, ụbọchị ahụ. Ka ahịhịa ghara ito ya ka ha ji kọọ ya ngwa ngwa ha sụsịrị ya.
So, what did you hear?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's the same thing I said. Ka ahịhịa ghara iruchi ya ngwa ngwa ha kọchara ya. That's so that the weed will not cover the place. Immediately they finish clearing it.
Okay, so it's basically just saying that's why they were so fast.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they were fast with the farming, clearing and cultivating.
Maka ndị ọrụ ahụ sụsịrị ala ahụ kọsịa ihe wee laa. Chi ga-alụlụ m ọgụ pụtakwara wee tiekwa ala nna m
So basically, as they were finished, Chi ga-alụlụ m ọgụ came out again and wee tiekwa tie as in tiegwu or to shout.
Yeah, to shout. Tie mkpu.
Tie mkpu. Okay.
Maka ndị ọrụ ahụ sụsịrị ala ahụ kọsịa ihe wee laa. chi ga alulu mo ogu putakwara we tie kwa ala nna ma ala nna mo toroba to ba ala nna mo toroba to ba so aso toroba to bi lulu po toroba to ba so ha so toroba to bi lulu po toroba to ba ka ko toroba to bi lulu po toroba to ba ko ga ko toroba to ba lulu po toroba to ba ala nna mo toroba to ba ala nna mo toroba to ba moji we gosia ihe a.
So Mboji wee gbusa ihe when she finished singing.
Yes. Yes.
Ala ahụ akọrọ ihe oke ọhịa wee too ebe ahụ.
Ala ahụ wee. Let me play it again.
Ala ahụ akọrọ ihe oke ọhịa.
Okay, ala ahụ. The land that they cultivated.
Yes, Alahu Akoronhe. Remember, she's doing vowel swallowing. So it sounds like she's saying Alaha. So it's Alahu Akoron.
Okay.
Here we to Eba. Mbahunon here to Ela.
So basically, then the weeds grew again, and then Mwahuro, when she saw that it grew.
Okay.
Mgbe ahụrụ na ọhịa ahụ etoela, nwatakịrị a wee mee gịnị? Wee laghachi.
So it's like nwatakịrị wee mee gịnị? The child, she did what? Wee laghachi, went back.
O wee bụrụ na nwoke ahụ bịara n'echi ya ka ọ kụọ mkpụrụ n'ihe ọ kọrọ.
Hey, wait. She said that way too fast. What did she say?
So wee bụrụ na nwoke ahụ bịara n'echi ya ka ọ kụọ mkpụrụ. You know what mkpụrụ is? Ka ọ kụọ mkpụrụ. Ka ọ kụọ mkpụrụ n'ihe ọ kọrọ.
Okay, so the guy came the next day, echi ya again, she uses, so that he can plant the seeds.
Yes. Yes, so to plant the seeds in the things that the land that has been cleared and cultivated. He has not put the seeds.
Okay. This is even helping me with my agriculture because I was like, wait, I thought if they cultivated already, the seeds are there, but I guess not.
No, they will have to make the mounds. They like create that heap of sand, that mound. So after the months, we're getting a sample.
I see.
Hey, Tola, what are you doing again? Where are you going? Where? But on a work I'm going to be here. I'm going to come for you. I'm going to come. Nala, I'm going to be here.
So when he went back so that he can put the seeds, what he saw was a forest again.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I'm on fire.
Well done, I'm off.
Ike wee gwụ ya. Ọ sịrị, gịnị na-eme m ihe a?
So again, ike wee gwụ ya. For those who are listening, we've heard this a few times now. Can you recall what it means? Yes, he was frustrated, like depleted. So Ike we goya ose, he said. And let's see what he says.
Yeah. Osere. Gini ne me miha. Woka hogala potandi.
Gini ne mere miha. What is doing this to me?
Yes. Gini ne mem iha.
Oh, gini ne mem.
What is happening to me? What is doing
this
to me?
Okay. Nche, ka ha wee chọpụta ihe ọhụrụ, ihe ọhụrụ bụ ọhịa. Ike wee gwụ ya. Ọ sịrị, gịnị na-eme m ihe a? Nwoke ahụ gara kpọta ndị nche.
So nwoke ahụ gara something. He went to do to call something. Nche, I don't know, amaghị m. Gini bụ nche na bekee?
Nwoke ahụ gara kpọta ndị nche. Nche is security. So ndị nche security personnel.
Oh, okay. So, and then it's, is it war, like call or water?
Mm-hmm. So water is like broth.
Okay. So he went to go and bring security personnel.
Ha wee chọpụta ihe na-eme ya bụ ihe.
Okay, ha wee chọpụta, so that they can find out. Chọpụta is to find out. Ihe na-eme, what is happening.
Yes.
And then this ha wee, that wee, it doesn't really have a meaning, correct? It's just kind of...
It doesn't really have a meaning, yeah.
Something you use in speech to kind of flow and connect things, Okwaya.
Even if you remove the statement to still make sense. So it's not serving any purpose in this.
Okay.
Yeah. Nwoke ahụ gara kpọta ndị nche ka ha wee chọpụta ihe na-eme ya bụ ihe.
Wait, so ha get chọpụta ihe na-eme ya bụ ihe. What's that ya bụ ihe?
Ya bụ ihe means the thing, that thing. But, you know, they have to say it that way for the sake of narration. Ya bụ ihe wee, ya bụ ihe mere ya. Ya bụ ihe. So ya bụ ihe is, it sounds more like an emphasis. Ya bụ ihe. That thing. That's what it means.
So for them to find out, and then that specific thing. Ya bụ ihe.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mgbe ndị nche ahụ bịara.
Mgbe ndị nche bịara. When the security personnel came.
Nwoke ahụ wee ga kpọọ nọdụ na nche. Nwoke ahụ wee ga kpọọ ndị na-asụ ahịa. Ha wee bịa. Wee sụọ ihe.
Did she make a mistake? Or, because I heard nwoke ahụ...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That in the narration, she mixed up a part. You know, she didn't mean to say waka ahụ wee kpọ. She said waka ahụ wee nọdụ na nche. That he's on guard. Wee kpọ ndị na-arụ ọrụ, like the workers again. So she wanted to say. So she wanted to say nọdụ na nche. She mistakenly said kpọ in the first part.
Okay, and just read it again. Okay, so it's woke ahu je nodu nche. So he went to stay on guard and then called the people, the workers.
Onde na aso ahia. Ha wa bia. Wa so ihe ohia ahu nile. Ka ha so sere ya.
Wa so ihe nile. So they cleared it all again.
Ha wa bia.
Yes.
Hey.
Kahaso sera, and then I couldn't hear. Should I play more and then you tell me what she said slowly? Because I feel like she just went so fast.
No, I can explain. Okay. The fact that iko means to farm. So kogaria is to farm, like to plant again. So okay. And replanted. That's kogaria ihe ahụ akọrọ akọ. And replanted that which was planted before.
Okay, okay. We kogaria ihe akọrọ.
Akọrọ akọ, yes.
Oh, akọrọ akọ.
Say nambu though, but the way you say nambu, it's not making sense.
Mechi siri ya. Nwoke ahụ wee kụọ mkpụrụ ubi ya, kụọ ihe ọhịa ahụ niile. Ka ha sosere ya, wee kọgharịa ihe ahụ akọrọ akọ n'ihi na ọhịa mechisiri ya.
N'ihi n'ọhịa mechisiri ya. And just basically saying that they did everything they did again, n'ihi na, because ọhịa, like, closed it all out. Like, it's almost like it blocked.
Yes, blocked out the land.
Okay, it blocked out the plans.
Remember that what is causing the issue is the ahihia, the grass, the weed. Because mm-hmm. the man must have planted cassava, yams, and every other thing there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I know Wokahu, that man.
So Wokahu, the man actually exhausted all his seeds in planting. So
what part means exhausted?
He did not say it like the man. Like he planted all the seeds. I was one that said exhausted though. He just means the man finished the man finished the whole seeds on him.
Okay.
Like because he kept planting them. All the seeds in his possession, he planted it again.
Okay, okay.
Kochaya, we are going to check a hand. Awela. Ndinche no neba.
So then after he planted all of his seeds, he asked the Ndinche to come and stay.
Yes, so. They are on guard.
Waka where kwam urubi anile. Kochaya, we are going to check a hand. Awela.
Hold on. So I think the reason why I'm confused about that line, mpuru, mpuru, it doesn't sound just like, it sounds like mpurumbi, like not just mpuru that we know as seed. I hear like mpurubi or something.
Dubi is the farm, like farm seeds. Mpurumbi, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Ila. Kochaya, we are going to check a hand. Awela. Ndinche.
So, wa ndinche ka hand. Awela. Then he left.
Awela. Ndinche no neba. No gabale. Matakri apotalo.
Ndinche we no do eba. So, ndinche, the security personnel's we no do stayed there. And then it was saying that the child came out, puta.
Nabani.
Enweki kuharia ihe opuru.
But I'm not sure I said it exactly how she said it, but that is what you explained.
So okay, let's say it again.
Okay.
Ndi nche no n'ebe ahụ n'oge abalị nwatakịrị a pụtara ọzọ.
You heard it. Obia leta ala nna ya ahụ. So nwatakịrị ahụ pụtara ọzọ n'abalị. Child came out again at night. Right? Leta ala nna ya. Do you know what that means?
Yes, we learned it means let that to watch or to look after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where hu ihe nile akoro ubi ahụ. So he's saying that she saw everything that has been planted again in that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Olesa si anya. O maghi na ndi nche zoro ezo n'ebe.
Olesa si anya. I don't know.
So Olesa si anya, that she looked everywhere around. She didn't know. Omaye na ndi nche zoro ezo n'akụkụ ubi ahụ. So
she zoro ezo is to be hiding.
You have to be hiding. That's izo ezo.
Okay. So ndi nche we zoro ezo.
Yes, so omaye na ndi nche zoro ezo, she did not know. Omaye na ndi nche zoro ezo. So zoro ezo means to be in hiding or we're hiding.
Okay.
Wana ihe na ya. Olesa si anya. Omaye na ndi nche zoro ezo n'ebe ahụ. Omalite kwa gowa. Ala.
Okay. Omalite kwa. She began again. Gowa. to be singing.
Yes.
Okay. And now for our song.
Annamala annamo toroba toba la annamo toroba toba so so toroba toba ilulopu toroba toba so ya so toroba toba ilulopu toroba toba ko ko toroba tobi ilulopu toroba toba ko ga ko toroba tobi ilulopu toroba toba ko ihe toroba tobi ilulopu toroba to ga ko ihe toroba tobi ilulopu toroba.
She's going in, so I'll skip forward a little bit. Mgbe ọ na na-agụ ihe, ihe.
Yes, mgbe ọ nọ na-agụ ihe.
Okay. Mgbe ọ nọ na-agụ ihe, ndị nche wepụta. The so when while she was singing, when she was just that no being there, we know that it's the to be verb, to like be at a place or to stay.
So it's more like saying mgbe ọ nọ ebe ahụ na-agụ ihe. So mgbe ọ nọ na-agụ ihe, it's like why she was there singing this, even though there is not exactly stated. So it's mgbe ọ nọ na-agụ ihe, why she was there singing this.
Okay. But the way that is formulated is mgbe when ono she stays mgbe ono eba na go ihe, like oh no mgbe ono na go ihe, as she stays singing this thing.
But yes, as she stays singing this thing or and she's there, because it doesn't really mean stay only, it can mean is. So the no can mean is, the no can mean stay, as you said. So both are correct.
Okay. The Indian Nche security personnel weputa.
Mbona na agu ihe ndi nche ahu weputa. Ha hula ya mana na oya na eme ihe ahu.
Ha hula ya mana na oya. So they saw her, knew that oya na eme ihe. That is her who's doing this thing or causing this to happen.
Yes.
Mgbe ọ na-ekuzi ihe a, ọhịa wee malite.
Mgbe ọ na-ekuzi ihe a, as she's saying this, the weeds began to grow again.
Yes.
Mgbe ọ na-ekuzi ihe a, ọhịa wee malite. Tobe n'ebe ahụ niile. N'anya ndị nche a. Ndị.
Tobe. So that's to be growing, I think, or to be tall. I don't know.
Yes, to be growing, continuous, to be growing.
Okay. I think I was getting confused because you know how we said earlier pu is to like sprout. But now they're using tobe to, that we know is
is not growing.
So that to can be used both for people and for plants and stuff.
Can be used for people, it can be used for plants. Well.
Okay. But that poo is only for plants.
Yes. The poo is only for plants. And funnily, it can be used for hair that is sprouting out of your scalp, though. See, that is just little growth. Let's just, we have to just accord that to mean little growth. Anything that is just coming out in growth.
Okay, it's like sprouting.
Yes, that is the poo part. But toe is one that is already out. It's already out, but it's growing. That's where the toe. Yes, that's where we can use toe.
Okay.
Ndi cha we jide nwatakịrị ahụ.
So ndi cha we jide nwatakịrị ahụ. They held her. The security personnel held her.
Ndị nche a wee jide nwatakịrị ahụ. Ka ha jideziri ya, ha wee kwụrụ ya.
Ka ha jizidere ya, ha wee kwụrụ ya. As they held her, they then took her?
Yes. Ha wee kwụrụ ya and they took her. You see, kwụrụ means to take. In form of arrest, though.
okay. And that's it's Puru, K-P-U-R-U.
Puru with the O on and not the U. So it should be O. Puru, yeah.
So we re o.
Exactly. Yes, that is it. Good job with the Igbo spelling.
Gaba. Wogaraya. Woka. Woka.
Let me go back a little bit.
Ha we akoraya. Gaba. Wogaraya. Woka.
So hawe woroya. Gubaya wokahu. Like
So the thing about it is that Boro has been used to mean to take. So you see where they added gara, which means go. So bogaraya means like take her and go meet the man.
Bugaraya. Okay.
Garaya.
Yeah. Okay. And then the to meet is that
Buga is with the B. So this is po garaya from poro. Already she stated poro to mean to take her or to arrest her. Then ogara now suggests to arrest and take to or and go to.
Okay. Okay.
Nwoke ahụ jụrụ ya ihe kpatara o ji eme ihe ahụ. Nwata ahụ gwara.
So nwoke ahụ jụrụ ya ihe kpatara o wee mee ihe. So it's kind of like in our why lessons that we teach or kind of expand on how to make why questions. So o wee jụọ ya, he then asked her ihe kpatara, what caused her or why did she do this thing?
Yes, and she said ihe kpatara oji me iha.
Oji me iha. And so oji me, that's in the past tense.
Yes, that is in the past tense.
Okay, fingers crossed, because I'm like, you've been teaching me this for forever, but I'm trying.
Well done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so nwata ahụ gwara ya na ọ gaghị akọ, like that she won't plant anything on her father's land because it's her father's land.
Yeah. Nwata ahụ gwara ya na ọ gaghị akọ ihe n'ala nna ya ahụ n'ihi na ọ bụ ala nna ya. Omenike wee rịọ ya ka ọ hapụ ya ka ya kọọ ihe.
Omenike wee rịọ ya. So Omenike then began to beg her for her to leave him to do his planting, right? Or to farm.
Yes, to leave him so that ko kọọ ihe n'ala nna ya. To leave him or allow him to plant on that land.
The audacity.
The audacity to me.
Kwekwa ya nkwa inye ya ụfọdụ n'ime ihe ubi ọ ga-alụpụta.
Okay, so kwere ya nkwa. So to promise her, ikwe nkwa is to promise.
Yes.
Na.
A sị na o kwere ya nkwa na ọ ga-enye ya ihe ọ kọpụtara n'ubi ahụ. That is the things that he got from the farm that he promised her. That he would give her some of them.
Okay.
Nke a mere, chi ga-alụrụ m ọgụ, jitie, kwa ala nna m otoro.
So nke a mere, so that is why she started to sing, but let's see what she's singing, if it's the same exact thing or not.
Batuba ala nna m otoro, batuba asu asu otoro, batuba ilulu onwa otoro, batuba asu.
Oh, okay, so her song changed.
Yes, her song changed to Ilulo Anwo instead of Ilulo Epuo.
Okay. So now Ilulo Anwo, so let the weeds die.
Yes.
And then that Toroba, Toroba is just the calling, answering calling, Okwaya.
Yes.
So Toroba Toba Ilulongwa, Toroba Toba Ka Ko, Toroba Toba Ilulongwa, Toroba Toba Ka Ga Ko, Toroba Tobi Ilulongwa, Toroba.
What's Akogiako? Don't.
Akogiako. Like if it's not planted, if it's not planted, Ilulongwa. You know, that's been what she was singing. Akoako, Epu Epu, like Aswa Aswa, if it is cleared. The first time that the land was cleared, she only sang Aswa Aswa, which means if the land is cleared, let the weed remains there. If the land is not even cleared, let the weed remains there. So when they started planting on the land, she sang the Aswa Aswa, which is clearing, and Ako Ako, which is planting, right? Mm. Then she's been using the same Ako Ako for the music. The only thing that the song changed because of the fact that now instead of Ilulepo, it becomes Ilulangwo. And you know what that means? Ginibu Ilulangwo.
Let the weeds die.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is why she's singing. She changed her music to let the weeds die instead of let the weeds pour.
Tobato bako in here, Torobato be Lulongwa, Torobato bako in here, Torobato be Lulongwa, Torobato balan namo, Torobato balan namo, Torobato ba. On an agosia, Ilulahuni ne, Wahiahuni ne, when was this ya?
So as she was singing that, Ilulo ahunile, all of the Ilulo, all of the weeds died, Mosis city or something.
Yes, all of the weeds just died.
Hmm. The things that the guy planted became good, were okay, actually.
Yes.
Nwoke ahụ rụpụtara ọrụ buru ibu n'ala ahụ.
Nwoke ahụ rụpụta, is rụpụta, is that even what she said?
Yes, what she said is nwoke ahụ rụpụtara ọrụ buru ibu n'ala ahụ. So rụpụta ọrụ. Oru, which means work. So you did a lot of work on that land.
Okay.
Oweme dika okwere na nkwa. O mezuru nkwa ahụ.
Oweme dika okwere nkwa. So then he did what he kept his promise. So oweme, he did what he promised. Iho kwere, the thing that he promised. Na nkwa.
Yeah. He can okwere na nkwa just as he promised.
Okay, just as he's promised. Diko okwere na nkwa.
Okwere chiri alulu mogu. Na ya genye ya ihe sitere na ufodu n'ime oru ubi ya.
So okwere chi ga alulu mogu na o genyere ya ihe siri ihe okwuru or something. Basically, he agreed that he will give her something from what he cultivated.
From the farm, yes.
Ihe ọlọpụtara. O wo nyekwara ya ihe ọlọpụtara n'ime ọrụ ubi ahụ. Wuore ya ụlọ, ma nyekwa ya ego o jiri bido ahịa ọ na-azụ.
Ewo. So Enrique kwuharịa ihe o kwuru. Like, I think I understood, but I can't recall it. Like, I don't know why.
Okay, so she said, "We're waroya, waroya ulo." That is build a house for her. Manya ya ibido ahia onazu.
Then they gave her money to start basically her own business.
Yes.
Ego. Izota
ego oji bido that is to start a business. Nyaya ego bido ahia onazu, the business she's into or the business she's doing.
Okay. Onazu, is that to buy though? That she's buying?
That is an art of handling business or being a trader. So onazu ahia. Izo ahia is not like buying, it's just business transactions.
Wene lekota onwe anya. So basically, those gave her those things so that she can look after herself.
You're correct.
Ta kachina chineke esi goro ya. Ya wee buru onye nwere ihe. Ọ naghịkwa n'ụkọ. Ifocha I wo.
What was that last line that she said?
I think she said, "Osagachi ne se ya si loro ya ogu." Owe buru onye something. I really don't get that last part. Yeah, she said, "Ifocha." So, osagachi ne ya ogu. That's the one ahead. Then, owe buru something. I don't get that part.
Let me play it again.
Tu akachi na chineke esi goro ya. Ya owe buru onye nwere ihe. Ọ naghịkwa n'ụkọ. Ifocha I wo.
I don't know what that Korea is. Does it mean that's how God blessed her? She became rich. Or not in Oko. Oko means lack. So she did not lack anymore.
Okay, so she didn't lack.
She did not lack anymore. Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
And I think what she was saying maybe has to go back to her name, like where she Goroya, like how God fought for her or something.
Yes, that is what it says to, like the meaning of her name. Yes. Where she said Otakachinekesi. I thought she said Otakachinekesi Goroya, like maybe it means that's how God blessed her, but that's how God fought for her. Yes.
Okay. And then we end with hearing the
I expected you to say word.
Whoa. So let me just play it to the end. Okay, so we made it through. And so that concludes this episode as well as our season 3. Like I mentioned, we have so much in store for season 4. Feel free as you listen to this to email us at igbopodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram, letting us know what you would like to see in season 4 as we are preparing those episodes for you. Thank you so much, Juliet, for your time. I really appreciate it. You are an amazing instructor and an amazing asset to our team. So I'm so, so happy to be able to start podcasting again and have you as a guest instructor on the team.
Dalu, Wanyoma, Ndioma Negenti. I hope you all enjoy the stories. They will know.
So, in our normal Igbo podcast fashion, as we end all episodes, Igbo to ihe kwuru, ihe ọzọ kwukwa n'akụkụ ya. Till next time, thank you guys so much for listening. Kodewa.
Kodino.
them up on the moon, Ibo. Makana for money, Ibo. Thank you.